We want to remind everybody they can join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. PJ, cupcakes are over. Meatball fad never really happened, but a new trend food, people are paying ridiculously high premiums to go in, line up, and have what?
We already are like paying $40 for something at Starbucks, so it's
right.
Not coffee.
It's not coffee. No, coffee's
okay. I need a hint.
You need a hint. It goes great with very expensive artisanal jelly.
Peanut butter?
No. Although you might spread peanut butter on this.
Toast.
Toast, yes.
Toast.
$4 slices of toast.
You are kidding me.
Here. Not since the Great Depression have skinny bearded people been this desperate to get their hands on bread.
Toast.
Where is this happening?
Well,
Brooklyn.
Exactly. Brooklyn. Toast boutiques are popping up all across the country, from San Francisco to towns a few miles away from San Francisco. Acre Coffee, there in San Francisco, has a toast bar. The Mill coffee shop has a daily toast menu.
I'm hanging at the toast bar, you know. It does attract a few biker types.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, pal. No more toast for you. I'm cutting you off.
Or at the least, you're not allowed to toast it on 7 anymore.
Yeah.
You guys are laughing, but be honest. Toast is one of the greatest things going in this country.
Well, that's the thing.
Partially a comment on America, but also how great toast is. And that's a real thing. I mean,
well, that's the thing.
Awesome.
That's but the problem. It's like, you know who really in the end has the best toast? Everyone. It's toast.
Why don't you toast my bread?
Say what?
Then add a little butter.
Add a little who?
I'll love you like no other.
You gonna do what?
Oh, that's what I said. Go,
let boom. One more time for me.